USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two U.S. Marines were killed and 17 others injured Wednesday when a military truck flipped over a North Carolina highway interchange at Highway 210 and U.S. Highway 17. All the service members were based out of Camp Lejeune and were part of the 2nd Marine Logistics Group. The 19-year-old service member who was driving the truck is now reportedly facing charges in the crash. The police report claims he was traveling too fast when attempting to make a sharp turn. The number of American workers filing unemployment claims jumped much more than expected this week. According to data released Thursday by the Labor Department, workers filed 286,000 initial jobless claims for the week ending on January 15th. The number of claims increased compared to the previous week's revised tally of 231,000 claims. Economists had projected a number roughly 55,000 lower. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Energized health. Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
U.S. senators rejected ending the 60-vote filibuster rule Wednesday.
Republicans blocked voting legislation on Wednesday night. It's a major blow to President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. Biden and other Democratic leaders have been unable to persuade two holdout senators in their own party, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The initial vote was 49 to 51, short of the 60 votes needed to advance over the filibuster. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Senator Manchin from the floor says removing the filibuster rule would make Washington's dysfunction even worse.
One party to exert complete control in the Senate with only a simple majority will only pour fuel on the fire of political whiplash and dysfunction that is tearing this nation apart.
Curiosity rover on Mars has been digging holes and found a mix of carbon-12 and carbon-13 isotopes. The two stable carbon isotopes can reveal how the carbon cycle may have changed over time and perhaps life was once on the red planet. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Biden, addressing the American people Wednesday afternoon, walked back his campaign promise to end the virus to a job not yet finished.
Some people may call what's happening now the new normal. I call it a job not yet finished. It will get better. We're moving toward a time when COVID-19 won't disrupt our daily lives. Where COVID-19 won't be a crisis, but something to protect against and a threat.
With very few positive accomplishments, President Biden said he has exceeded expectations. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News calls Biden and Democrat lawmakers clueless to what the American people are demanding.
Totally clueless. I mean, the president is completely detached from reality and the kitchen table issues that matter to Americans. He's claiming that inflation is under control, that shelves at the grocery stores are restocked, that we're going to get COVID under control soon if you just keep wearing masks and we keep demanding people show their vaccine cards. None of these are what people are experiencing across Arkansas or across the country. I think it's ironic that I'm standing here tonight in the Senate when the Democrats are trying to make it illegal for a state to require identification to vote so you prove you are who you say you are. Yet if we wanted to walk across the street and get a hamburger at a restaurant in Washington, D.C., we'd have to show our vaccine card and our identification card just to get a hamburger to eat. That's how detached these Democrats are from reality.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.